Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news in Hawaii. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel recently filed our reply brief on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Hawaii against the Hawaii State Department of Education and four of its superintendents for unconstitutionally discriminating against and blocking CEF from hosting its elementary school Good News Club in certain school district facilities that are open to other similar situated non-religious organizations. It's clearly religious discrimination.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and so we filed a lawsuit. We tried to resolve this through a demand letter. CEF, the Good News Clubs, tried to resolve it on the ground individually for months with no possibility of resolution. Before COVID, they were able to meet on the school facilities. Mm-hmm. COVID came. Hawaii shut down all the schools. Hawaii then, after they reopened, they allowed many of these clubs back on campus, but many of these school district facilities refused to allow the Good News Clubs back.
And they're very blatant about it. I mean, this one particular school district said, well, the denial was based on religion. It's like, well, you can't get any more bold than that. But there's no right for them to discriminate against these religious clubs, these Good News Clubs. You have to have equal access. And that's what we argue in every single one of these cases. And we win in every single one of cases as a result.
Yeah. So one of them, they clearly said, oh, the reason why you're not allowed is because you're religious. And we made our decision to deny you because you're religious. Well, you can't get any more unconstitutional than that. There's a U.S. Supreme Court decision that addresses Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs back in 2001. June 11, 2001, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled in favor of Good News Clubs on elementary school campuses after school, said that it was a First Amendment denial and violation to exclude the Good News Clubs while allowing other similar groups, such as like the Scouts or other similar secular organizations.
Right, and it's just unbelievable they would even discriminate against these. I mean, these great clubs are part of Child Evangelism Fellowship. They're a nonprofit worldwide Christian children's organization, a ministry, and they make a huge difference, a positive impact in the lives of these children and their families. These clubs meet usually once a week after school. They have to be approved. The children have to be approved by their parents in order to participate. They're trained. They're led by trained and vetted local volunteers, and these children learn spiritual growth, character, service to others. I mean, why would you not want this on your campus?
The only reason why you wouldn't want it is because you have a direct hostility towards Christianity.
But yet they allow these LGBT, whatever clubs.
It's an ideological issue.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that we have evidence from school officials in many parts of the country that say, and for parents too, that when these kids go to these Good News Clubs, the school officials and the parents notice a visible change in their behavior for the better. They're more polite, they're more respectful, they're more collegial with one another, they're more respectful to their own parents and so forth. So they notice a positive change of their behavior when they attend these Good News Clubs. So the real question, like you say, why would you not want these on campus? In fact, you would want these on every single campus in every single public school in the country.
But by law, you have to allow them. You have to give them the same access as you do with other clubs like Girl Scouts or Girls on the Run or Boys Scouts or whatever else they're allowing, or the LGBT clubs. They have to allow these Good News Clubs. And why they continue to fight against this is really why I don't understand.
Well, it's just a spiritual darkness or warfare. It is an ideological opposition to Christianity. And they don't really care about the good, positive benefits. These clubs teach kids to respect one another. Mm-hmm. They teach kids to respect their teachers, the people within the school district, their parents. They teach love. They teach about Jesus Christ. They give them religious and spiritual teachings and encouragement, songs and readings and memorizations and socialization. Mm-hmm. They strengthen the character of these young boys and girls in these very significant programs across the country. And by the way, it's the parents that make the decision to send their kids there. So why would the parents not be honored in their choices?
Absolutely.
Because you can't go to the clubs unless you get a parent's permission.
You know, in this case, too, the Hawaii Department of Education, we sent the demand letters and tried to deal with it that way. They chose not to respond. So even in our reply brief, we said the department chose silence over correcting the unequal and unconstitutional treatment by its own officials. So then we were then forced to sue them.
Yeah, we were forced. Well, when we filed suit, then they did their response to us. It was the most ridiculous response I think that we've ever had in our history since 1989 with regards to a defense, quote unquote, from a school district. In some of the cases, in many of the cases, they chose not to respond. They didn't even respond to the argument. And therefore, when you don't respond to an argument that's raised, you concede it.
Right. No response is a response.
Yeah, and right. They concede it that way. And in other cases, they acknowledged, yes, in that situation, the official did say that the decision was made based upon religion. But that was just one situation. So, you know, that's okay. In other cases, though, there may be schools that do allow them. Well, that doesn't undo the Unconstitutional Act. In one situation, the school said, well, we can't have you on because we don't have enough facility yet. We're out of facilities. Well, that's false. That was not true. But the Good News Club said, look, we'll actually meet outside on the school grass, on the lawn. And this is Hawaii, so they always have good weather.
They were willing to be accommodating, yeah.
And so you can't say, well, no, you can't meet on the grass. They just didn't want them there. So in 2002, CEF Hawaii submitted applications to host Good News Clubs in several schools. And the Hawaii State Department, through the superintendents and others, they just denied every request and or, as you said, they refused to respond. So we just filed our reply brief. So we filed our initial complaint with our legal memo. The school districts, the Department of Education of Hawaii, filed their answer, which was no answer at all. And then we filed our reply. Well, we'll update you on some of the next steps. But right after that, the very next day, the judge actually issued an order. And now he wants Liberty Counsel and the other party to brief the scope of the preliminary injunction. The judge pointed out the fact that the school district didn't respond properly to the lawsuit and therefore, as we argued, conceded.
That's what we've been saying.
Yeah, they conceded the arguments that they discriminated on the basis of religion.
Right, but look at our track record. We've never lost a case involving Good News Clubs, so that's kind of what's coming.
So the handwriting is on the wall, Hawaii. Good News Clubs
Aloha.
Are coming to Hawaii. Yeah, that's right. Good News Clubs are coming to Hawaii. The next step is we are in the process of filing response based upon the judge's request as to the scope. What would a preliminary injunction look like? So we're beyond the fact that we're entitled to a preliminary injunction. We're now crafting what the preliminary injunction will look like.
But you know, Matt, the bottom line, we talked about all the benefits of these children participating in these clubs, but the bottom line is you're depriving these children from these clubs. And granted, they have a great time. If you've seen some of the pictures of them participating, they have a great time. They play games and these volunteers love these children. You're depriving these children from not having these clubs on these schools.
The children and the parents, but certainly the children, no question, because right. The children are the reason for these clubs to exist.
And many of them come to know the Lord because of this.
We've been privileged to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship for many years nationally. I've been privileged to be able to go to their international headquarters in Warrington, Missouri, and to see their wonderful operation. And they have such an amazing global ministry. Mm-hmm. I mean,
worldwide, yeah.
It is the largest Christian ministry, not just for young people. It's the largest Christian ministry in the entire world. They are everywhere, and they're in more countries than Coca-Cola. Now, you say, well, why is that comparison? Because when you look at Coca-Cola, they're in a lot of countries. Mm-hmm. But CEF is everywhere with ongoing active ministries. And in the United States, these clubs are great opportunities for these young people to have these on campus, to get to know Jesus, to have their life transformed, to bring the good news home to their parents and have those lives transformed. So pray for this case and for many of our other Good News Clubs case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's /CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.